From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media, Coxsackie Fire Chief Barry Rausch has been suspended by the Village Board for unspecified reasons. Rausch is a lifelong resident of Coxsackie and 40-year veteran of the Coxsackie Fire Department. Coxsackie Village Mayor Mark Evans declined comment on Rausch's suspension, saying only, and I quote, "The village does not comment on any ongoing personal matters," end quote. Coxsackie Transport owner Wayne Parks, a former village trustee, said Rausch has not received official notice of the suspension. Parks believes the suspension was politically motivated because of comments Rausch made concerning potential firefighting issues at the proposed UMH housing development. Village trustee Donald Doust, a firefighter in the village for more than 50 years, was out of town on vacation when the suspension was discussed. He would have been an influential voice in the decision about the fire chief, Parks says. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The town of Cairo $2.8 million budget for 2018 includes a tax increase that exceeds the state mandated cap. The spending plan and resolutions to exceed the tax cap were ultimately adopted by the Cairo Town Board last week. The board also unanimously voted to continue the Cold War veteran property tax exemption. Cairo Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit said the property tax increase is 3.95% or a $34 increase per $100,000 assessment. The increase was necessary, Benoit said, because over the past few years, the town has depleted its fund balance. Benoit said possible long-term budget solutions include creating a better commercial property tax base, getting more businesses in town, or raising property taxes even further. Benoit said, and I quote, "We're going to have to come up with a long-time strategy to growing the town's commercial base and a short-term strategy of closing the gap," end quote. Despite the funding challenges faced by the town, the board chose not to make any cuts to the police department, ambulance, and highway department. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Outgoing Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton presented the 2018 proposed city budget to the Common Council last week, and a hearing to receive public comment on the proposal was held Monday, November the 13th. The $11.2 million spending plan includes salary increases for several departments, including the mayor, who will receive a $15,000 hike to $60,000 a year. Hamilton said the budget is below state tax cap and will increase services. Projected increases in revenue includes $100,000 in sales tax, $30,000 in Amtrak parking lot permit fees, $240,000 in lodging tax revenue, and $7,000 in lodging tax registration fees. Those additional funds will help offset some expenditures, Hamilton said. The largest increased expenditures include a 46% hike in legal fees to support ongoing legislation and a 41% bump in the youth department budget, which includes a full-time director, clerk, and recreational attendant. Budgeted employee salaries range from $103,000 for the head of the Department of Public Works to $48,000 for a code enforcement worker. The police department will see an increase of 8%, and the fire department will add its first part-time administrative staff member. Officials will use $409,000 from a fund balance to balance the budget. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Emilia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper, the Ichabod Crane School Board is thinking about adopting a single-bell busing system, which would allow all three district buildings to start and finish the school day at the same time. The change would save the district approximately $124,000 from staff reductions in fuel. The new system would require the purchase of four more buses, and bus runs would have to be made shorter to limit the time students are in transit to no longer than 60 minutes. Business manager Michael Brennan said a single bell system would allow all students to be picked up at the same time. Under the current system, middle, elementary, and high school students are on one schedule, while students in kindergarten through third grade are on another. Superintendent Michael Vail said the single bell system would not happen right away. He said the district needed, and I quote, to start the process, end quote, of looking into the change. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a temperature high near 41 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 24. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of rain showers before 11 p.m., turning into a possible mix of snow and rain showers and becoming rain after midnight. It will be cloudy Wednesday night with a temperature low of 35 degrees. And on Thursday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 49 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 28. The sun rose this morning at 6:45 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:33 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 14th day of November, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.